On January 2nd, a fire tore through half of a city block in downtown Arcata, destroying several businesses and apartments above them. 7 months later, cleanup is finally underway, a process complicated by permits, hazardous material testing, and the toll it's taken on the people who called that block home. One of the displaced residents was on site observing the cleanup work, hoping to recover anything from her shop or from her former apartment.
Because my business burned out, but bills, they don't burn out, you know. Yeah. Like, responsibilities, they don't burn out. I had to change, like, 5 different locations since the fire, like, because I lost my home, too. My boyfriend, he still lives in the car. Actually, I was asking him to, like, open another GoFundMe. Maybe he can get help. But he was kind of, like, shy to ask help. Yeah, I live in the car, too, and I feel like the place I have for just, like, temporary, I'm like,
yeah.
I don't have, like, you know, solid life right now.
The company handling the cleanup is Mayfield Environmental Solutions, a California hazmat and demolition contractor. President and CEO James Mayfield says the delay comes down to one thing: doing it right.
Hi there, I'm James Mayfield. I'm the president of Mayfield Environmental Engineering. We are partnering with Environmental Remedies Incorporated to oversee the cleanup. And so we're tag teaming off of each other to do a combination of cleanup, demolition, debris removal, and environmental due diligence. So we've done extensive sampling before, during, and after the cleanup to check for things like asbestos, VOCs, heavy metals, all kinds of things to make sure, number one, that we're not exposing our workers to undue risk, particulates in the air, mm-hmm. also the community, of course, and making sure that we profile where our waste is going at proper landfills so that it's a legal, regulated disposal process. And the reason we're here, we're a hazmat contractor, is because most people who do disaster response are paving contractors or general contractors. They have no idea about chemistry or hazmat. We are a hazmat company, and that's why we bring those chemical experiences and backgrounds to do the job more comprehensively.
Okay.
And if you run into hazmat or explosives or who knows what you find, we can handle it.
Yeah.
Another contractor would hide it and then call someone else and take credit for it.
Oh.
It happens all the time.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mayfield explained the testing process and where most of this debris will land eventually.
Almost all of it's going to Dry Creek Landfill in Oregon. That's a regulated proper landfill, and then they require substantial documentation up front to show no asbestos. They need asbestos for hazmat contractors to provide a cover letter to interpret that data so that it's not just numbers. You know, we got to have some kind of assessment that this is genuine interpretation.
Sure.
But the main reason it's going to Oregon, it's not like we're taking it somewhere else where nobody regulates it. It's because there's so much material, it's more efficient to just bring massive trailers and haul it out.
And that's what we're looking at behind you here.
Yeah.
Mayfield drew a comparison to the Palisades fire that they had also responded to for cleanup.
Yeah, so as I said previously, we demolished over 300 properties in the Pacific Palisades and Eaton fire, and we tested over 3,000 properties for all kinds of concentrations of lead or furans, dioxin, PCBs. So we know very well that anytime you have a fire, you really don't know what the hell you're running into.
Mm-hmm.
That's why we do the maximum due diligence of testing before, during, and after.
Mm-hmm.
But as you clear debris, you don't know what you're going to hit that a previous homeowner or tenant left there. Propane
right.
tanks, gasoline, paint cans, you just don't know. So
yeah.
There's an abundance of caution.
Yeah.
And that's why the jobs are so slow. Got to make sure you're doing it carefully. You don't have things blowing up,
mm-hmm.
hurting your men, or spreading contaminants.
Yeah, and yesterday there were some propane tanks uncovered, and of course you're dealing with the remnants of a paint store and a hardware store,
yeah,
right? So does that further complicate it?
The hardware store and all the other tenants have been very wonderful and transparent to the maximum information they have, saying this is what inventory we had, so we've been communicating very thoroughly,
okay.
So we're not just smashing stuff, you know.
Yeah.
But yeah, we found some propane tanks saying, whoa, stop the job, move that to the side.
Right.
We have fire extinguishers proximal in every tractor to make sure that we're ready to go if anything bad happens.
Yeah.
Other challenges. Yeah, so yesterday we had, this was hours after our work was done, we had a fire on the boundary of the job site. That appears to be like some of the straw wattle. Those are the buoys we place around the perimeter to capture any potential water running off site to protect the stormwater system.
Yeah.
It seems like an unhoused person may have thrown a cigarette and it ignited. We don't know, but fire department came out, abundance of caution. PG&E came out to, of course, absolve themselves, as they should. And I don't personally know exactly what the heck happened. But again, we have two water buggies on site spraying water constantly.
Yeah.
We have fire extinguishers everywhere. So as far as causes of fires or what originally happened, I don't personally know anything. I'm curious.
Yeah.
Love to find out.
Sure.
In any demolition project, if you're doing your due diligence, you need to spray water on it to suppress the dust. Any asbestos risk, you absolutely need to spray water on it to keep any potential particles down. Even though, as we already established, there is no known asbestos in the air, I tell people, and I've handed out papers to everyone in the community adjacent to this area saying, I recommend you keep your windows shut, your doors closed. That doesn't mean there's toxic crap blowing in the air, but as you know, in California, silica is just dust. That's considered a respiratory hazard. So
right.
I just don't want this stuff blowing anywhere.
Right.
Therefore, we spray water constantly no matter what. So we've, like I said, we've done many, many fires, hundreds of properties. My partners did Campfire, Paradise Fire, so we know that fires can emit all kinds of combustion byproducts. They can. The proper answer to your question is, with the data we have provided, there is no known toxics going in the air from everything we've sampled as of today. And again, we're still sampling, so when this video goes live, things could change tomorrow. That's why we're on top of it.
Gotcha.
Burnt wood has a burnt smell to it. That is not inherently toxic, and we have no proof of that.
Right.
The middle of the property does have fire debris, so as we move the non-burnt material to load with our first shipments, you know, we're consolidating burnt material inside,
okay.
and then we spray the hell out of the dust that goes airborne, so that has a burnt smell, but that's not inherently toxic.
So that's what I was smelling, it's just the burn char.
To the maximum degree of information we have.
Yeah, I think that is what it smells like.
There are misconceptions that smoke is toxic. Smoke is nothing. It's the potential gases, or furans, dioxins, PCBs, formaldehydes, chemical byproduct constituents therein that are toxic, and again, we have no data to back up that it's toxic. So smoke itself is not the end of the world, inherently.
Right.
It's been different in the sense that we have a very welcoming community. It sounds like what everyone wants to hear, but it's true. I mean, we're from Los Angeles.
Yeah.
You know, I love my home, but it's night and day here.
Right.
People are coming out asking how they can help.
Yeah.
They're telling us their memories of different kinds of businesses that have been here. So these are some things you might run into. That's been hugely helpful.
Yeah.
The city is literally standing around making calls to help me make sure I do my job better. That's night and day. That's
really
how it's been easier. It's easier in the sense that the property is less contaminated than I expected from my experience. You know, in the Palisades, you run into all kinds of things. Electric vehicles are an absolute mess when they're burned.
Okay.
You have molybdenum, antimony. It's worse than lead. That's all over past Palisades, and the Army did an atrocious job cleaning it up.
Right.
I don't have any of those issues here, so that's really reassuring. I love that it's wet and moist here, so that helps keep the dust down. That's been very helpful.
As for when it will be done, Mayfield estimated that the debris will be gone within 2 weeks' time.
Can you give us a time frame on completion?
Okay, so we have very large 120 cubic yard trucks that are transported to Oregon. Again, we're not able to work as fast as we want to because we've got to keep spraying dust and cleaning up the mess. As you can see, there's no debris spills over the side, but we've got the whole road blocked off to make sure no tires are punctured and make sure it's all contained. As soon as it's done, we run in, we sweep it up, we clean it up, use a little bit of water, but we don't want too much because we don't want it flowing into the storm drains. You know, so it's a delicate process.
Yeah.
For that reason, I don't want to promise some timeline. But you should see this. You should see vast majority of the debris cleared by mid next week. Today's Friday, so we're working tomorrow. Although we have a fair, I think, happening blocking some of the streets. So.
Well, we are. It's Arcata. It's summertime.
I love it. So we're. You know, originally people said 6 to 8 weeks. That's because you just never know what you're going to run into. But within 2 weeks, you're going to see significant clearing.
Okay.
Then the property owners might want us to come back and remove foundations, remove dirt, so that they can rebuild. So the process can continue in many phases. No, I just think transparency is the best thing. I mean, situations like this, people get scared for their health and safety, and the Mayan races, and you got ChatGPT. So any questions, reach out. You know, we have nothing to hide.
For now, the block sits behind fencing and caution tape while the cleanup process and abatement continues. A slow motion process for a fire that changed things in an instant. Reporting for KMUD News, I'm Ryan Hudson.